What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with Brooke's pick of our Australian movies. This is your second pick, and you chose Boar from 2017.
Sure did.
What made you choose this one? Other than the fact that it's Australian.
I remember our good old pal, what his podcast name was,
Creepy crap.
Creepy Crap. Yeah, I remember him doing this movie like a few years ago. I remember you watched it too, and so yeah, I've never seen it and I've always wanted to watch it, so
All right. First time watch for you, second time watch for me. I was telling you before we clicked record that I didn't see your Letterboxd score, and I'm kind of excited to see what you think of this movie. Because I don't know. I feel like I'm on the fence with how you would like it or not like it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But anyways, before we dive into this movie, we'll kick off our news and booze. So what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I'm drinking a Collective Arts Chroma Chromatic.
Okay.
A limited release, and it's I don't even know what this is. It's a NED IPA,
NEDIPA.
and it's 8%. So
I'm just drinking water again
good for you.
because I'm cool like that. NEDIPA. Oh, it's a New England double IPA.
That makes sense. Not the color I was expecting.
No? What is it? Oh, like a nice light. It almost looks like a Belgian moon or something.
Yeah.
I want to know what the first sip tastes like.
Yes, you're waiting for me.
Yeah.
Definitely a double IPA.
Lots
It's
of hops.
good though.
Is
Really
it?
good. Yeah.
We'll try and grab some. All right. What have you been watching since we last talked?
Nothing really, honestly. only watched one movie.
Oh shit.
Watched Y2K.
Yeah.
Threw that on. I know one that was on the weekend.
Yeah.
I hated it. I did not like it at all. But there were some parts that were funny, and like obviously that was the time whenever we were growing up. So some stuff was like very nostalgic, and the music was awesome, and the one kind of cameo, I guess you can call it, was pretty awesome. But just overall, I felt like I don't know. I feel like they missed out. I don't know.
All right, that's fair.
And then finally finished Shogun season one.
Oh, nice.
It's because like I took a huge break from it and then was like, I need to finish this. So finished it, and man, it's such a good show.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. Have they done a second season yet?
No, they're filming, I think, what's the name? Hiroyuki Sanada, whatever his name is. I think he said they're filming th later this year, I think.
Okay, so let me start filming it then.
No. Yeah, that's
Beans.
it.
All right.
What about you?
As for me, I watched, I think I already said Treasure Island on our other episode.
Yeah.
Whenever we went out for Dennis's birthday, his stepdad was telling me, because we were talking about the podcast and whatnot, and he's like, "Oh, did you ever watch Plan 9 from Outer Space?" I was like, "I've never fucking heard of that movie, man." And he's like, "Oh, he's like, it's terrible, but you gotta watch it." And it's on Tubi, so I was like, shit,
Okay.
okay, I'm gonna watch it. And he
Yeah.
wasn't lying, it's fucking terrible. But it has like a certain kind of charm. Like it came out in 1957, so it's
Yeah.
just very old, but it kind of has that charm to it.
So it's like a horror movie.
If you want to call it that, sure.
All right.
It's supposed to be. Then I watched Alice in Wonderland and the story of Robin Hood and his Merry Men, two movies for my Disney watches. And then I
Never
finally
heard.
watched.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say I never heard of that Robin Hood movie before.
Yeah, it was a live action one.
Huh,
It was
interesting.
okay. And then I finally watched Twisters.
Hell yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Not great, but good.
Yeah.
I prefer the original over it, but the end or the beginning, sorry, took me by surprise. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild
Yeah.
right off the hop.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good.
Nice.
And I'm about halfway through Bike Riders.
Okay, yeah.
I'm enjoying it too.
Yeah.
I love Austin Butler, man.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Been reading, playing video games. We had the Super Bowl on the weekend.
Yep.
We had fucking WrestleMania, or not WrestleMania, Royal Rumble last weekend. Been a good couple weeks.
Yeah.
Fucking Chiefs lost, so that's perfect.
Yep.
Everybody slept easy that night.
Okay.
All right. I don't have any news, so we can skip right ahead to the 4Ks if you have any.
Sure. Sure can. Alrighty. So we got Alice, Sweet Alice on
Nice.
4K.
I
We
love that
got
cover.
it's nice, sick cover, yeah. We got Pinocchio 964.
Okay.
Creepy ass fucking Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Galaxy of Terror. Pretty sick cover. Never heard of it. Ghosts of Mars, the amazing John Carpenter flick. Conclave. Pretty in Pink. Trapped Ashes. No idea what that is. And Felide. Holiday? No idea what that is.
That one.
That's it.
It's like a weird Lion King type.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, so some decent ones then. Okay, start talking about this movie.
Do
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Boar from 2017. This is our third episode into our podcast on Elm Street Travels the World.
Yeah.
And we are currently in Australia. So, starting off with the synopsis, and this might possibly be the longest synopsis we've ever had. It was basically like it even had on IMDb, it even had like see more. And I was like, holy fuck, how long is this thing? All right, here we go. In the harsh yet beautiful Australian outback lives a beast. An animal of staggering size with a ruthless driving need for blood and destruction. It cares for none, defends its territory with brutal force, and kills with a raw animalistic savagery unlike any have ever seen before. Now coming face to face with the giant bloodthirsty killing machine, teens on a hiking trip will have the beast in order to end its reign of terror. That doesn't make any sense. But anyways, yeah, that's it. And yeah. We will have to kill the beast.
Yeah.
Don't know. But I mean, teens on a hiking trip? What?
I mean, maybe some of the characters we see, but that's not really
Yeah.
the main.
No.
Yeah.
This was directed by Chris Sun, who's also done Charlie's Farm, which is a little low budget Australian cult classic movie. The Possessed, Daddy's Little Girl, which I just feel weird saying. And Come and Get Me. The cast, we have our boy Nathan Jones, who plays Bernie.
Yeah.
He is such a fucking monster of a man.
I was like thinking like when you see like fully see like Nathan Jones like came okay, like Mad Max, like
Yeah.
he kind of seems like maybe like enhanced, I don't know, right? But you see him just like regularly talking and like next to like regular people, and it's like this movie has the biggest fucking animal I've ever seen, plus a boar.
was perfect.
Like both of these characters, like
Yeah.
guys, are massive. It's unreal.
Like that one scene, whenever he kicks that guy out of the bar
Yeah.
and he picks him up. Like, this is a full grown man, and he
Yeah.
picks him up like I pick up my 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Just carries him out. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, he's 6'11".
That's wow. I'd like to meet him just to see like what that would be like in person. Then we have Bill Moseley.
Yeah, doing something different, you know.
He plays Bruce. I remember the first time I watched this, I was pretty surprised to see him in this. A, because it's an Australian movie and he's not Australian. And B, because like I don't know, he's a pretty popular guy in the horror community, and this is not an overly popular movie, so.
And like he doesn't really do much in this movie. Like he's just kind of there, right?
Yeah, he's not his typical character.
Yeah.
Then I have John Jarrett, who plays Ken, and
Yeah.
Simone Buchanan plays Debbie. Do we
Yeah.
know John Jarrett?
Yeah, he's from fucking Wolf Creek.
Right, okay. Duh.
Yeah.
Very true, which is ironic, and you'll find out why later.
Okay, I was hoping
All
that, yeah, okay.
right. I don't have anybody else for honorable mentions. I don't know if you do.
No, not really.
All right, well,
Yeah, no.
let's get into it.
Alrighty, let me just bring up my notes. I forgot to bring them up. Yeah, so pretty much this movie opens up. There's a couple driving at nighttime. You know, driving through, and then the driver, the husband or whatever, sees a rabbit or something, so he pulls over and they like kind of, oh shit, what's going on? Like, what was it? And he's like, it's a rabbit. And the girl's like, what the fuck did you do that for a rabbit? It could have died. And then all of a sudden you see all these fucking pigs just running across the road, like ton of them, like 10 to 20 of these pigs. And they're like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, maybe they're running from something or got spooked. And then all of a sudden it cuts to like this, you know, the POV of some beast that's like seen red, and then just like hits their truck. And then like it just cuts, and like that's the opening of the movie. I wasn't sure how this movie would play out if like it'd be one of those movies where like you don't see the beast until like the end of the movie or like the last like 30 minutes. But no, you see this thing pretty much throughout the whole movie,
Yeah, you see it quite a bit.
which I liked a lot. So the next day we see Ken, right? That's the main guy, I think, right?
Well, we see the family first, don't we? Or do we see Ken first?
No, we see Ken first.
Do we see? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Ken. Ken, you know, he's getting gas. He's talking with Blue, and Ken's job basically in this little town. They're out of the city, I believe, too, maybe an hour or two away from the city. Basically, his job is he just fixes fences for all the farms, and like there's like a lot. I don't know if it's his farm or that he owns or if it's Bernie's land, but it's like, I forget what they say, like 2 million acres or something crazy
Yeah,
or
it's
something
huge.
stupid like that. So basically this beast has been, or something has been, killing livestock and breaking down fences. So Ken's job is basically to fix the fences, and Blue, I think, kind of helps him out every now and then, you know, just two old Aussie guys who just, I love these two guys, man.
Oh
They were
man.
my favorite.
Yeah, the camaraderie with these guys and like just the bickering and stuff, it's
Yeah,
perfect.
yeah. And then we meet the family, Bruce, the
Debbie.
Debbie, Bart, Robert, Robbie, No,
Robbie,
Robbie.
yeah.
Yeah, Robbie, and then the daughter's name's
Ella.
Ella. Yeah, so Robbie and Ella are boyfriend and girlfriend. Bruce and Debbie are married. But Bruce is not their dad's or stepdad. And I like the kind of camaraderie between these guys too.
Yeah.
They're like talking, like Bruce is like, "Oh, we take a break and we let Robbie and Ella drive." And he's like, "We can like, just sit there and make it like they do." And then like Ella's like, "I don't want to hear that." And then like Robbie says, like, "Oh, if we're on farm, we can do that thing that you did when we were going to Sydney." And you're like the and mom's like, I was like, "Oh, don't talk about that." And mom's like, "Don't be giving blowjobs while they're driving. It's dangerous."
Just a very open family dynamic.
Yeah, and then Robbie's like, "I wasn't talking about that." But you learn that Debbie is,
Yes.
and they're coming to visit him. I also like whenever they're at the gas station and Ernie is there, and
Oh, it's so
he
good.
doesn't like look like a homeless guy, but he asks Robbie, he's like, "Hey, do you have a smoke?" And he's like, "No, nah, I don't smoke." He's like, "Well, do you vape? He looks like a vape person or whatever." And he's like, "Nah, but here we go, mate. You seem down on your luck. Here's $20. So get you
Yeah.
some smokes." Then he's like, gets picked up by, I forget who it is, and has like Ernie's towing business or something like that. And he's like, "Oh, thanks, mate."
And the guy came out of the store and threw him a pack of smoke, so he's already getting a pack. And Ella's like giving Robbie the gear. She's just like, "Oh, you probably just gave the richest man in this town $20 to buy a pack of cigarettes."
I also like across the road is what's his daughter's name? Ken's daughter's name. Sasha, I think.
Sasha, yeah.
Yeah, so she owns like the only pub or bar in this little town. And I love like just everyone had such good chemistry together in this movie. Like Sasha and Ken are like talking and he's like looking at them making out, and he's like making comments, and she's like, "You're gonna fucking help me put these chairs down." And she's like saying, "Ah, she's too young for you." And I don't know, just
Yeah.
I really like the dialogue in this movie.
This is also the weirdest pub I've ever seen. It looks
Yeah,
like a, it looks more like a diner than anything.
a little bit. Yeah, kind of remind me like Boomers, how it had like those tall fridges behind the
Yeah.
bar.
But Boomers was at least like dark. Like it had like a dark
Oh,
ambiance,
I think that was just
right? To hide some shit, maybe.
But no, and then he's at the window with her and he asked her like, "Do these they look familiar to you?" And she's like, "No, I never seen it." And he's like, "The girl there, the old mother, looks familiar." And she's like, "Oh," he's like, "Oh, that's Debbie or whatever, it's Bernie's sister." So like, it kind of like gives off the small town vibe, right?
Yeah.
And then so they make it out to Bernie's farm. And like we already said, like you see just Bernie sitting on the ground, like petting the sheep, and then he sees them and he gets up, and he's so big, like it's just crazy how big
Yeah.
he is.
Yeah, and he comes up and he like says hi to everybody and then he introduces himself to Robbie and he makes a comment to Robbie like, "If you hurt her, I'll kill you," or something like that.
I can crush a lamb's skull with my
Oh, that's what
hands
it
or something like
was.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Robbie's just like, "Okay." And they say, "No, nah, I'm just joking around." But then Bruce tells him, like, he's the nicest guy, but stay on his good side because he can be the biggest asshole you've ever met, or something like that. And Robbie's like, "Yeah, I could tell by his handshake."
Yeah, because whenever he introduces him, he's like, "Oh, I'm Robbie." And then Bernie's like, "Oh, I'll call you Rob," or something like that. And
Yeah.
Robbie's like, "No, only my friends call me Robbie." And then he's like, "Calling you Rob." And then that's when Bruce is like, "Yeah, you're gonna listen to what he says."
Just let him call you whatever he wants.
But then it cuts to later at night. There's a guy drinking beer, working on his tractor, and his dog is missing, named Whiskey. And he kind of hears the dog barking, and he goes looking after the dog, and he hear like squeals and the dog barking, and then like whining. It's like, of this guy, like just fucking leave your dog for like the night and look for him in the morning or something.
Yeah.
But he gets like a part of the fence that's like down, and there's like it's moving and stuff like that, and then the boar comes out and his leg gets caught in the barbed wire that like wraps around his leg and it's all like fucked up, and then he's like trying to get away, but the boar, like, you don't see its full like size now, you just see kind of its like head a bit. It is just like that thing is fucking massive.
Monstrous.
But that guy gets killed. Then we meet some people camping. And this guy has a sick back tattoo. I didn't even see the whole
Right?
thing, but it's like
Yeah.
that's a fucking sick tat.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's these people camping. Ken and Blue, they're like, it's like nighttime now, and they're like out there fixing the fence, and they're just like lounging in the chair, got fire going, got like a fucking 24 of beer, and they're just they're
Having
just
the
having a
best
good
time.
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the girl in the tent, the guy's like going to take a piss or something like that, and then she like hears some like shuffling outside, and it sounds like this guy's getting killed, and she's just like, Ryan, is that you? Come back in here. He's like, I know I said I would want to have sex with them for a week, but I'm going to make it a month. And then you hear like more like just sounds of someone dying. And she says like, okay, come on
You're scaring
now.
me. You better get back in here.
Yeah. And then she like opens up the tent a bit, and then like the boar throws like the boyfriend through the front, and he's just like his face is all fucked up, and she's screaming, and the boar's like trying to get in there, and then it like just, I don't know, tusks her head or something like that, and she died. One of my favorite scenes, like it's not a kill, but just this scene of Ken and Blue, just like from when they're sitting there having a beer and talking, and then like they hear the sound and they're like arguing for like 5 minutes, and on oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, because they see the campfire and they see the tents, and then they have a rifle, and so he looks through the scope and he can see like something's going on down there.
Yeah.
So then they're arguing about going down, and fucking Ken just wants to walk, and Blue says they need to get in the truck, and Ken's like, no, fuck that, we'll just walk down. And he's like, I've been drinking.
Yeah.
And like they're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like,
Yeah.
who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And then Blue's all pissed off that they have to walk.
Yeah. And it's like, let's just fucking walk. Like, it's not that far. And Blue's like, oh, that's like, you know, a couple miles. It'll take us forever. He's like, I gotta get some beers, and I gotta get a sandwich. You gotta get the guns, and then Ken is just like, oh, "Fuck sakes, you bring the whole goddamn campsite." And they get down there and they see like just the fire, and he has he can see a bunch of pig boars and pigs, and he puts the scope up and he sees the fucking massive boar there. He's just like, "Holy fuck! Look at the size of that thing." And they looked back up and the boar's gone. So they make their way down there. There's two dead bodies, but he figures out that there's another campsite there, so there must be two more people that have been there, must have gone for a walk. And he has no bullets left in his gun. So he tells Blue to go back to the truck, and they're arguing back and forth, and Blue's like, I'm not gonna fucking walk back all the way there. And Ken's like going on like, there's people out there might be in trouble. We need to do something. So he's like, all right, I'll go back. He's okay, take the gun. And then he's like, here, take the torch. And then Ken's like, okay, I don't need the torch. I got the fucking fire right here. I'll make my own torch. Just like, oh man, I love those two.
Yeah, they're great.
And then he tells Blue, hey, grab a big motherfucking stick just in case. Blue grabs his fucking big ass log.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ken ends up finding a big knife. There's other campers lost. The boar is around them. The guy is like, okay, there's something here. Like, be quiet. And the girl's like being fucking annoying. She's like talking loud and not believing him. He's like, seriously, shut the fuck up. And she's like,
Yeah.
that was rude. And then the fucking boar comes out of nowhere.
The way the
Oh,
boar kills her was fucking wild.
yeah. Before we get to that, that's right. Yeah, the boar does end up killing Blue.
Yes.
Blue is kind of in the middle of nowhere and hears, you know, noises, and then I don't think you see it actually kill him, but
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
But yeah, this girl got messed up because, like, it was hard to kind of see a bit because it like was dark. But I think like one fucking tusk, I don't know, is it a tusk? I guess.
Yeah.
It goes like through her mouth, right?
Through the
Like it was
back of her
in.
head.
Oh, it was the back of her head?
Well, through the back of her head out of her mouth.
Oh, because I thought it went through her mouth because like she's still alive after this, and like her, like she has like the Chelsea smile kind of thing going
Yeah.
on, right? So I thought it went through the front of her mouth because she was still alive. Like it was
Yeah,
the
no, because
back
it
of
came up
the,
behind her.
because the back of the head, like how are you still alive from, you die instantly. I mean, you would think, right?
Yeah. Like if it went like through her neck and like at her mouth.
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
But she gets
But
fucked up.
yeah, it's like in her mouth, like sideways, and the guy, the guy was still alive at this point, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Ken shows up, and somehow this girl's still alive. I don't know how she's alive, but she is.
Barely, but
So then Ken's like, okay, you know, I know it hurts, you're in a lot of pain, but I gotta lure this thing away. So he like goes running with the fire stick and lure it away, and then he goes back to the girl and she's dead. But then Ken gets impaled by the boar.
I like the scene with Ken too, because like he kind of lures it away a little bit and he's backed up against a tree and he's like yelling at it to come and get him. And because he's got that knife, right? So I think he knows he's going to die, but he wants to injure it at least before it kills him.
I mean, we didn't see him die, so I'm hoping we get a boar too and he comes back, but I don't think so. So the meanwhile, our other family, they're gonna go swimming, have a picnic, and then they're gonna go to a farm, maybe, or something like that, I think Bernie says. And then Bart tells Bernie, like, hey, can we bring some guns to practice shooting? And then Bernie says to Debbie, like, hey, Bart wants to bring some guns, is that okay? And then she's, you know, she's like, no, no guns at all. And then I think Robbie says, like, well, aren't we in the middle of nowhere? Like, maybe like one gun will be okay. So Debbie's like, okay, yeah, I'll bring one gun. So they are at the kind of swimming area, and I know they don't hear, I don't think they hear something, but I think Bernie says that he heard that Ken was going to look at a part of the fence. Oh yeah, because Sasha can't get a hold of Ken and Blue, and so she's like, she calls Bernie and tells Bernie, like, hey, I can't get a hold of Ken and Blue, they've been gone like all night, and he said he'd be back like this morning, and usually he is, right? So they're at the west part of the fence or something like that. So Bernie like tells them, like, hey, I'm going to find Ken. And then I think Bruce says, like, wasn't this place like 2 million fucking acres? And he's like, oh yeah, he was at the west fence, so it's not too far away. So I'll just go down, check it out, I'll be back. So he gets in the little Jeep or whatever, puts his hat on, and there's this guy in this little truck, like,
Yeah.
oh man, it's so funny. And we got a scene I did not expect. Ice Ice Baby starts playing on the radio,
So good.
and I was like, how the fuck did they get this in the movie? And then to make it even better, fucking Bernie starts rapping to Ice Ice Baby, and he's like
Yeah.
looking into the camera too. I was like, this is so awesome. And then I know where the fucking boar hits the Jeep, flips it over.
Was pissed that scene ended.
I know, yeah, it was good, man. Yeah, and they're all at the watering hole or whatever, and I think Bruce says, like, hey, did you guys hear that noise? And then Ella and Debbie are like, no, I didn't hear anything. And then Robbie's like, Oh, I heard something, yeah. So Bruce and Robbie are going to check out what it was. They're gonna go up to like the hill and then Bruce and Robbie are kind of walking, and then Robbie tells him that like, hey, I'm gonna ask Ellie to marry me. And then Bruce, you know, dad-ish, right, is like, well, have you guys only been dating for like 8 or 9 months? And he's like, yeah, but you know, whenever you know. And then Bruce is like trying to give him advice, like, you know, just be careful, because like a lot of people in that kind of like honeymoon phase, they do things that they regret. Like, marriage isn't just about, you know, being happy and loving each other. Like, there's a lot to it. And then Robbie, fucking asshole, is like, well, have you been married 3 times? And Bruce is like, yeah, but like, that's not the point. Like, that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, I've been married 3 times. Like, it's not that easy. And then they get to this like tree area, and then like behind the tree up the hill, you see the fucking boar just standing there.
Staring at them.
And I don't know what these two were thinking. Like, so they get there and they stop. They don't even like, they're not scared. Well,
No, it's
at
almost like
first, like Robbie is after, but like, yeah.
it's like they're at a zoo and they're just like, oh, look at that. Look at that boar. Geez,
Exactly. And
that's a big boar.
it's like fucking bloody and got like ear
Yeah.
missing and.
Like this thing is the size of a fucking rhinoceros. And you're just acting like it's just a fucking everyday occurrence. Like, oh shit, look at
Yeah.
that.
And then Bruce is like, I'm gonna go check it out. Like, and then Robbie, he's like, I'm not fucking going there with that thing. And then he fucking pushes Bruce for whatever fucking reason. I was so mad. He runs away. Bruce is on the ground, and the fucking boar comes up and kills Bruce. I was like, no.
Rips his fucking head off.
Jesus,
It's just
man.
throwing him around like a rag doll. Did him
Fucking.
dirty.
And then meanwhile at the bar, Sasha, you know, still hasn't heard from her dad. So she's talking to Ernie, and a few of the bar people. And
I love all these bar scenes too, because it's just
oh,
like.
yeah, I forgot to mention, we mentioned it a bit earlier, but before they go to the swimming hole, at the bar, like some guy is like slaps Sasha's ass and is like, you know, saying comments, and she's like, I'll try that again, I'll shove your hand up your ass or something like that, and then like the guy's still being the dick, and then like he's like, get out, and he's says something, and then like Bernie, I just stand behind him and like, Jesus fuck, man.
Smashes his face off the table,
And
knocks him
he
out.
like punches him in the face, and then he like gets up to do something, and then Bernie just fucking grabs him and like picks him up by his collar, and it's like, he's too big, man. Because he's not just like tall, like he's like big.
He's a fucking like bodybuilder size, but 6'11".
And I think his bald head makes him even more intimidating, honestly. But yeah, she's at the bar, and she's talking to the guys, and then I forget what the guy. Oh, Jack, I think is his name, maybe. He is the one who has seen the beast, but nobody believes him. And Sasha says, like, okay, I've heard all these fucking rumors from people, and it keeps getting more ridiculous and ridiculous. So like, tell me what you saw. And he tells everyone, and everyone's like kind of like still being rude to Jack, like, oh, you're drunk. And he's like, yeah, I was drinking, but I know what I saw. And he's like, Ernie's like, well, something is killing the livestock and knocked down the fence. Excuse me. So she's like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna go out and look for my dad, with Bernie. And she's like, Ernie, you're looking out for the bar. Yeah, so Bruce got. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I like, because Jack's like, well, do you want me to go with you? And she's like, fuck no. She's like, I need you to stay here and keep drinking. I got rent that needs to be paid next week or something like
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, Bruce got fucked up. And Robbie's like running back. Oh, and by the way, after Bruce died, you see Bernie like up on the hill, like coming down with a gun after the boar. But the people at the watering hole, and all of a sudden they hear Robbie like yelling, he's like running towards them, and they're like, what is he doing? Is he running? And he's like, Run, run. And they're like, is he saying run? And he gets up there and they're like, where's Bruce? And he yells like, Bruce is dead. And then Debbie like kind of is like taken aback and she's like, what did he just say? And then out of fucking nowhere, just as blur goes by, and Bruce just gets knocked the fuck out.
Robbie.
Or sorry, Robbie, yeah.
Yeah. So good.
It's so quick, but so funny.
Yeah. And then Ella's like losing her goddamn mind.
Yeah, because Robbie's dead. Debbie just found out Bruce is dead. But then Bernie ends up getting there and he takes him into the water, like across the way, and they're running through this field. It's nighttime now. And then the boar ends up getting there and takes Bart away. You don't see him get killed, but he gets taken away. They make it to like this little barn, and Debbie and Ella are like consoling each other, and then she like just slaps Bernie and like beating the fuck out of him, and she's like yelling at him like, why didn't you try and save Bart? And it's like, what was he supposed to do?
You just let him die.
Yeah. What was he supposed to do?
Yeah.
But then there, I think some time passes and they're just kind of like, letting things die down a bit. And then Bernie, he says, okay, I'm gonna go out and try and lure the boar away or whatever. And then honestly, whenever I saw Nathan Jones as the top billed actor and I knew how big this fucking boar was, I was like, if they don't have these two facing off, bare knuckle boxing, I'm gonna be very upset. They didn't disappoint,
They
honestly.
didn't.
So he opens up the doors and you just see this fucking big ass pig just standing there and doesn't attack them at first, and he's like goes up to it. Has Ella and Debbie behind him. Okay, just calm down, pig. Don't attack me. Good pig. And he's like, okay, on the count of three, he has to run away. And they're like, where? And he's just behind the whatever. So he's like, okay, one, two, three, and they run. And then he just fucking grabs the knife and just starts stabbing it. And the boar's just like staying there. He's like punching it. Such a good scene.
This boar is taking everything too. Like he is stabbing the fuck out of its face, like its nose, its mouth, like it's going in the side of his head. And it doesn't
Pretty
even really attack him. Like
no
it's just kind of taking it.
no It's a pretty good fight,
Yeah.
but then Bernie gets gored a bit and his wound is fucking gnarly. His like fucking skin is hanging out and
Yeah.
but can't fucking keep down Bernie. He gets up and then it's just like kind of weird. I don't know if it was like meant to happen or if it like just happened on accident, just kept it in the movie. But like Bernie, he's in the shed, I think, and he has a shovel. And then he like runs at it and then he slips right in front of the boar. And then the boar's on top of him, and like you think that like, okay, it ate his head or something. Bernie lives through it, makes a triumphant return here in a minute. Somewhere with Ella and Debbie, they decide like, oh, Bart would have built a fire because it keeps the, I forget what name they call the pigs in this. I forget what they call them anyway.
Fours.
No, it's another word. Okay, it's the name of the fucking movie. I think I would have known that. So they build like these four or five little fires. And then they're done, and they're like, I think they wake up, and then the boar is just like standing there in front of them. And then, like, it's about to attack him. All of a sudden, you see these lights, and this fucking truck comes flying over the hill, smashes into the boar, and it's fucking Sasha. And it's like, okay, how the fuck did you not get injured? Like, Jesus fuck. But then Bernie and Bart come and they're alive still, so you're like, oh shit, yeah, nice. And the boar is like over there, like part of its side is like you can see his like ribs and like missing skin. And then do they shoot it?
Yeah, Sasha has a shotgun in her car
Yeah, right.
or in her truck, and then Debbie takes the gun. and shoots it once, and I think she gets it like in the side,
Yeah.
and they're like, shoot it again. So she shoots it again, and like right through its fucking eye, and
Yeah.
like out the back of its head.
Yeah.
And the pig finally drops, and
Yeah.
you think it's dead.
Yeah. So then they, I don't, do they drive the truck? Yeah, they drive the truck away, right? So they're driving away, and then like just off to the right, not far behind them, to be honest, you see the boar just like walking, and then the movie ends. So, yeah.
I think there was supposed to be a sequel to this,
Yeah.
but Nathan and Nathan Jones and Chris Sun had a bit of a falling out,
Oh, really?
which is unfortunate because like Nathan Jones is the main, well, he's Charlie in Charlie's Farm, and he's in this
Okay.
movie, and they're both supposed to have sequels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like those probably aren't happening now.
Huh. I've never seen Charlie's Farm. Is it worth checking out?
I mean,
Is it a horror movie?
yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you want to watch like a cheesy B horror movie, it's not
Yeah.
the worst, but it's
Okay.
definitely
All
not
right.
great.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved to see a sequel to this movie, honestly. But anyway, anything else?
Nope, I'm
All
good.
right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
Easy one this time. All right, how did you rate this movie? I'm dying to know.
All right. So for story, I'll give it a 4 out of 10. You know what? No, I'll give it a 5 out of 10 for story.
Okay.
It's a monster movie. I do like monster movies, and I think like this is kind of like one of a kind, like a fucking giant pig, you know? Like you're so used to seeing, you know, like I don't know, like alligators, sharks, every other monsters, but like this is kind of like one of a kind, right? It's not too long, it's like an hour and a half, just a perfect amount. And for me, I think what makes this movie so great is the characters, the dialogue, the acting. I just really had a really good time with this movie. Quality, I'll give it a 7 out of 10. I think like the way it was filmed and shot was done pretty well. I love the cinematography. I thought the acting wasn't like amazing, but I thought it was good for this movie. And the way the pig looked, I thought looked great. Some of it, you know, looked great, but like I didn't look up, but was this all CGI of the boar that they did?
I think like when you see it in its entirety,
Yeah.
yes. But it's definitely practical for like just the headshots.
Yeah.
Like you can tell the difference, right?
Yeah.
Like whenever you get the close-ups of it, like in the tent scene,
Yeah.
it's like it's got like drool dripping all down it, and like it's like
You could really see its
chin
fucking
hair.
hair. Yeah. I thought that was really awesome. I'll go 5 out of 10 and 8 out of 10.
All right. Damn.
So I really like this movie, man, honestly.
Good.
Like I would watch this again.
I'm actually stoked about that because, yeah. All right. Cool.
What would you?
My story, I also gave it a 5 out of 10. It's my second time watching it, but like the first time I saw it, I was surprised at how decent it was. Like, I was
Yeah.
expecting it just to be another shitty fucking low budget B movie.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty fucking good. Like I said, I hit points that you did too. Like it's a quality creature feature with a creature that we don't see very often. Like
Yeah.
I think the only other wild boar movie is Razorback, which
Oh,
is also
okay.
an Australian movie, but that one's an older one. So yeah, it was nice and kind of refreshing to see a different type of animal be used in a movie like this.
Yeah.
The script was pretty good. I enjoyed all the bickering between Blue and Ken, and like the bar scenes. I loved whenever they cut back
Yeah.
to the bar scenes because they're just so funny and like nice
Yeah.
comedic breaks in the movie. And like I feel like Ken and Blue were like an Australian grumpy old men, like Walter
Yeah.
Matthau and Jack Lemmon. I just
Yeah.
thought they were really good. My quality, I gave it a 7.
Okay.
So you gave that one a higher score than I did. I said the practical effects in this movie were pretty damn good, but then they went and mixed in like that shitty CGI for like whenever we see the boar in its entirety. But I mean, whatever. Well acted. I liked the first person view of the boar. Like it didn't look great, but it was kind of a nice touch to kind of see what it sees.
They didn't like overdo it. Like they only did it like
Yeah.
two times, maybe two or three times.
Yeah. But it was just kind of cool to see the different point of view. And yeah, like you said, it's 90 minutes, perfect length for a movie like this. I liked the darkness, like the attacks in the dark and stuff like that is a nice like
Yep.
ambiance to it. But yeah, 5 out of 10 and a 7 out of 10 for me. I also thoroughly enjoy this movie.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad you picked it.
All
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. I can't make it easy for you tonight. There is
no synopsis.
no critics consensus.
All right. I'll go 61.
You're much too high.
Yeah, okay.
The critics gave it a 47%
Okay.
on 15 reviews and an average score of 5.2 out of 10. The audience score was a 41% on 50
Really?
rating. Yeah, I was surprised at that too. That's on 50 ratings and an average score of 2.9 out of 5 or a 5.8 out of 10. So not very well received.
Letterboxd has a 2.5 out of 5. And I gotta say, I love the tagline that they have in Letterboxd. In the outback, no one can hear you squeal.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
So I gave it a 3.5. You
I
gave
also
it, you also gave it 3.5.
3.5, yeah.
That's yeah, none of our friends have rated this movie.
Okay.
Yeah, we should say just say fucking pick this for Patreon pick for Extreme Horror Replay.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'm kidding. They'll probably deny that one too. Yeah.
All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Right, how did you rate the scares in this movie?
I'll give it a 2 out of 10. Nah, I'll give it a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Not scary, but like I felt like some of the gore, especially some of the kills, were pretty fucking brutal. Brutal. Yeah. You know, pretty bloody. So, scary scene. I mean, I'll just go with I guess the first guy that gets killed, it was barbed wire. It's like wrapped around his leg, and like you see his leg get all fucked up, and then the boar just like crushes his head. And would I survive? I'm gonna say no, because even if there was no boar, I don't think I would survive in the Australian outback.
Okay. All right. Spider's gonna get you, or a
Yeah.
snake kicked in the face by a kangaroo.
Maybe.
All right, that's fair.
What would you?
My scare rating, I also gave it a 3 out of 10. For the same reasons as you. Like the gore was pretty good. There's a lot of bloody scenes. Some creative enough kills, considering that it's a boar that's killing people.
Yeah.
So I think they did a fairly good job. Scary scene I just said when Bruce gets his head chomped off. I
Yeah.
just wasn't expecting it. I was
No.
expecting them to get attacked, but just the way he gets attacked, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Would I survive? I said there were some very poor choices made in this movie, and I'd like to think I would make smarter ones, but if I ever came face to face with this thing, absolutely not.
Yeah.
There's not a chance, man. If Nathan James almost gets killed by it, then I don't stand a
Yeah.
chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Jones. Nathan
Yeah.
Jones, not James. Yeah, all right, that wraps it up. My turn to pick the next movie, and I already gave a little bit of a hint earlier on.
Yeah.
When we first started doing this, I said that there was two movies that we absolutely had to do for Australia, and this is one of them. I'm picking Wolf Creek.
We haven't picked the other one then.
We haven't.
It is okay.
It's a
All
newer
right.
movie.
Oh, okay.
If you don't pick it for your next one, I'll pick it for the last one.
Okay, fair enough. Nice, I'm excited. I haven't watched this movie, I don't know, fucking since it came out, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too. I know
I always
it's.
see clips of it on like Instagram and TikTok and shit.
Yeah, it's pretty highly regarded.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you later.